Isaiah, Outline of Isaiah and Isaiah the Miniature Bible by Mary M. Bodie. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. The entrance of thy words giveth light, it giveth understanding unto the simple. My heart standeth in awe of thy word. I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. Outline of the Book of Isaiah. The vision of Isaiah the son of Amos, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem, in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. Isaiah 1, verse 1. Five fundamental facts. 1. The seer, Isaiah. Isaiah's name means the salvation of Jehovah. His father was Amos, the strong. Two sons were born to him, Shear Yashub, the remnant shall return, and Maher Shalal Hashbaz, speeding to the prey. These names indicate the substance of the prophecy. Both of these consummations shall come to pass. Jewish tradition informs us that Isaiah lived to a great age, at least 90 years. He was martyred by being put inside a mulberry tree and sawn asunder. Hebrews 11:37 appears to confirm the history, though not mentioning his name. 2. The season. The days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, four kings of Judah. The period covers 61 years. Isaiah was contemporary with the prophets Hosea, Micah, and Nahum. 3. The scene, Jerusalem. This is the noted city of Palestine, the capital of Judah, the main place of Isaiah's prophecy. Other countries and cities are mentioned, but only as they relate to Jerusalem. Babylon, Samaria, Moab, Damascus, Egypt, Tyre, and others come into the vision, but simply by way of warning and judgment. 4. The selection, Judah. The two tribes, Judah and Benjamin, are first distinguished from the 10 tribes, Israel, also called Ephraim. Then together they are separated by the prophet from all other peoples of the earth. Isaiah shows their ruin, revolt, and rejection as a nation by Jehovah during this age, but also their rise, rule, and reign in the coming age. Cursing and blessing are the forecast for them. 5. The sight. Isaiah is first in the canonical order of the books of the prophets, not chronologically, but in position. It is the longest as well as the most inclusive prophecy, dealing with every theme of Bible revelation except the church. The revelation of the church was a secret hidden in God until the Apostle Paul came upon the scene. Extent and content of Isaiah. Isaiah is a miniature Bible. A few examples of this are given later. The Bible contains 66 books. Isaiah contains 66 chapters. We will see that the chapters of Isaiah and the books of the Bible correspond in consecutive order. The Miniature Bible. Isaiah is a miniature Bible. The two main divisions of Isaiah correspond with the Old and the New Testaments. Each chapter of Isaiah corresponds or is in contrast with a book of the Bible. These chapters correspond with the books in their consecutive order. Isaiah 1 corresponds with Genesis. In Isaiah 1, God calls upon the heavens and the earth to hear his complaint. In Genesis 1, God created the heavens and the earth. In Isaiah 1, man is declared to be very bad, the result of man's fall. In Genesis 1, God created man and called this work very good, but man fell, Genesis 2, 7, and 3, verses 6 and 7. In Isaiah 1, verse 13, "Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." Genesis 3:15, "And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." Genesis 3:21, "Unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothed them." Isaiah 2 corresponds with Exodus. In Isaiah 2, we see that God will redeem Israel again out of all nations where they have been scattered. We see the beginning of Israel as a new creation. Exodus tells of redemption out of Egypt. This was Israel's beginning as a nation. Isaiah 3 corresponds with Leviticus. Isaiah 3 speaks of judgment. Leviticus 26 speaks of judgment pronounced upon the disobedient. Notice the contrast. In Isaiah 3, the women are decked with ornaments, bad. However, in Leviticus, the saints are decked with spiritual ornaments, good, the result of true sanctification. Leviticus speaks of sanctification. Isaiah 4 corresponds with Numbers. Isaiah 4 verse 5 speaks of the cloud by day and the fire by night. And the Lord will create upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion and upon her assemblies a cloud and smoke by day and the shining of a flaming fire by night, for upon all the glory shall be a defense. Numbers also speaks of the cloud. And on the day that the tabernacle was reared up, the cloud covered the tabernacle, namely the tent of the testimony. And at even there was upon the tabernacle, as it were, the appearance of fire until the morning. So it was always. The cloud covered it by day, and the appearance of fire by night. Numbers 9, verses 15 and 16. And the Lord came down in the pillar of the cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam. And the cloud departed from off the tabernacle. Numbers 12, verses 5 and 10. The cloud will be restored to its place over Israel, God's ancient people. Isaiah 4 takes us down to when the heavenly Jerusalem will stand over the earthly Jerusalem like a tabernacle. And there shall be a tabernacle for a shadow in the daytime from the heat, and for a place of refuge, and for a covert from storm and from rain. Isaiah 4 verse 6. It will be like a defense for a shadow in the daytime from the heat. It is a place of refuge. Numbers speaks of the cities of refuge. Numbers chapter 35 verse 6. Isaiah 5 corresponds with Deuteronomy. Isaiah 5:24 speaks of the law of the Lord. Twice in this verse, the word of God is mentioned. They have cast away the law of the Lord of hosts and despised the word of the Holy One of Israel. In Deuteronomy is a second giving of the law. In Isaiah chapter 5, there are six woes pronounced upon Israel. These woes answer to the curses of Deuteronomy, chapter 28. Isaiah 6 corresponds with Joshua. Isaiah 6, verses 1 through 4 is a vision of the day of the Lord. Isaiah represents the remnant of Israel during the millennium. Joshua was a type of Christ leading his people as a new creation, victoriously into Canaan, a land flowing with milk and honey, typical of the Messianic kingdom. In Isaiah 6, we have a vision of Israel's cleansing at the day of the Lord. In Joshua 7, we read of Israel's cleansing from Achan's sin. Isaiah 7 corresponds with Judges. In Isaiah 7, there is a man-made confederacy. In Judges 21, verse 25, we read, "Every man did that which was right in his own eyes." Isaiah 8 corresponds with Ruth. In Isaiah 8, verse 8 and 10, we read of Emmanuel, God with us. We read also of his land. In Ruth chapter 4, verses 21 and 22, a son is born who was in the genealogy of Christ. Boaz begat Obed, and Obed begat Jesse, and Jesse begat David. Also note Romans 1:3, concerning his son, Jesus Christ our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh. In Isaiah chapter 8, verse 3, Maher Shalal Hashbaz, whose name means he will hasten to the prey, or the nations, he will be to Israel, God with us, a type of Christ at his second advent. Also in Isaiah 8, verse 6, Shiloh speaks of Christ as rest. In Ruth chapter 3, verse 1, Naomi says to Ruth, "My daughter, shall I not seek rest for thee, that it may be well with thee?" Isaiah 9 corresponds with 1 Samuel. In Isaiah 9, verses 1 and 2, "The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them the light shined." In a time of darkness, Christ was born. The people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up. Matthew 4, verse 16. In the time of Samuel, the light was dim, but God raised up one to speak his word. A prophecy of the first advent of Jesus Christ is found in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. "Unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." 1 Samuel 2:10 also contains a prophecy of the Lord Jesus Christ as King. "He shall give strength unto his king and exalt the horn of his anointed." Isaiah 10 corresponds with 2 Samuel. In Isaiah 10, David's son will overcome his enemy. In 2 Samuel 22, David overcame the Philistines. Notice the contrast. In Isaiah 10, the willful king, a shadow of the Antichrist, is described. However, 2 Samuel 7 speaks of the rightful coming king. Isaiah 11 corresponds with 1 Kings. In Isaiah 11, the Davidic kingdom is set up, the fulfillment of the promise from 1 Kings 9, verse 5. In 1 Kings 9, verse 5, there is a confirmation of the Davidic covenant, a promise. "Then I will establish the throne of thy kingdom upon Israel forever, as I promised to David thy father, saying, There shall not fail thee a man upon the throne of Israel." Isaiah 12 is in contrast with 2 Kings. In Isaiah 12, we see Israel restored to fellowship with God, and they are back in their own land. It ends with shouting. In 2 Kings, we see Israel cast out of their land because of idolatry. It ends with sorrow. Isaiah 13 corresponds with 1 Chronicles. In Isaiah 13, Christ is the antitypical David, overthrowing usurping nations. In 1 Chronicles, David is a type of Christ conquering the nations. Isaiah 14 corresponds with 2 Chronicles. In Isaiah 14, we see the overthrow of the Antichrist. In 2 Chronicles 28, verse 1, with 2 Kings 16:7, Ahaz made a covenant with the Assyrians. In this, he is a type of the false prophet at the end time, who will be destroyed with the Antichrist. Isaiah 15 corresponds with Ezra. In Isaiah 15, verse 1, the Moabites oppose Israel. Ar of Moab is laid waste and brought to silence. Ker of Moab is laid waste and brought to silence. In Ezra chapter 4, the non-Jews of the land, the Samaritans, oppose the returned children of Israel. Moab is a type of the religious world. Israel has united with the ungodly when they should have separated from them. The people of Israel and the priests and the Levites have not separated themselves from the people of the lands, doing according to their abominations, even of the Moabites. Ezra 9, verse 1. Isaiah 16 corresponds with Nehemiah. In Isaiah 16, professing Christians, Moab, are admonished to do the same in the end time. In Nehemiah, King Cyrus showed kindness and gave protection to Israel and allowed the establishment of worship after the Babylonian captivity.